Hello and welcome to Radio Clash. This is 107 and it's Disturbed Listening Hour Part 2. Ha 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 ha. Oh, wait. Hello and welcome to Radio Clash. This is the rather irregular edition of Radio Clash. It's the Disturbed Listening Hour Part 2. Now, those of you who remember the Disturbed Listening Hour Part 1, which is back in November, and the Podities. The Oral Podities shows will probably be running for the hills at this point because this is a show of kind of like Radio Clash outcuts, tracks that I wouldn't usually play, experimental stuff, noisy stuff, incredibly offensive stuff, just all the tunes that you shouldn't really play. And if I was treating you as a normal radio audience, you would never ever get to hear any of this. And it's a little bit like the ramblings of a madman. It's kind of like I have to get it out there. It's one of these things that when I'm sort of creating, I sort of get this thing where I have to put it out there, but then I prevaricate because I know that it's kind of one of these things where people might actually hate it. But I think the reaction from the last show was pretty good in the way of the fact that several people survived the way through the show. And it's probably going to be a bit more longer than an hour. It's probably about an hour and a half. Well, it has to be because I've only got an hour and a half recording time on the mini disc because I'm recording in Wave. And I have new toys. I have a new external 500 gig hard drive, which I bought today, which I hadn't really bought, but certainly I was running out of space on my hard disk recording shows like these, so it should be pretty good. And as I said, it's very offensive, noisy, so if you're listening to this on speakers at work, switch off now. If you are listening and you are a child, you should probably ask your parents, who'll probably say no. But then again, it's your choice. If you're scarred for life, nothing to do with me. And yes, and my father, yes, you probably shouldn't listen to this. This is kind of just a bit too mad and rude and off its face, probably. But I'm not. The music is, though. So I hope you survive this. Not enjoy it. I hope you survive this Disturbed Listening Hour Part 2. And I won't talk, might talk at the end, but I won't talk all the way through it. Disturb the terror, won't I?
What you are about to hear is the sounds from hell tonight. It's not the greatest quality, but the sounds are there. And I, for one, wish this could scare you. And I warn you, what you are about to hear is very real.
Chainsaw fingers and bones.
Different types of wearer they go. Pants with the stripes and cut away. Go perfect fit. Putting on the ritz.
Chairs made of human skeleton.
Avenue on that famous thoroughfare with the noses in the air.
now they return. Different times to wherever they go. Pants with stripes to come to wear. Go perfect. Put them on the river.
Tame, do you? Just you wait.
good ones take five.
Most folks have heard about it.
All right, that's good. Good, very nice.
That's right, folks. College thing. That's right, folks. College thing. That's right, folks. College thing are looking good. That's good.
digital country is winning in markets of all sizes with today's hottest country music, plus country gold that tests well for both older and younger demos. If you want to win, and win big, in the country music format, you need digital country.
We spotlight the hottest, best-testing young artists who are changing the face of country music today, like Garth Brooks.
feeling uninspired, have it on all day. You don't have to pay attention to get the general gist. Television goes on all through the night, so if you're not all that tired, it's something to do. Television, it ain't so bad. Gil Scott Heron doesn't like it, but maybe he should.
Yes, at times you felt you'd like to take an element to take it away from the heat. Well, no, I can't, because I've got nobody else.
Television, sometimes funny or sad. Some of it goes on a bit, and sometimes you want more. You can eat your dinner watching television, or drink a cup of tea, or have a beer and crisps. Television used to be black and white. Now it's mostly colour though, especially in the evening. Television, it ain't so bad. Maybe if Gil Scott Heron had watched a bit more, he wouldn't be the useless junkie he is today.
As the most powerful god. They gather together in small groups called covens with a fervor and intensity that would make the commitment of most Christians look anemic in comparison. They will do anything to please Satan, to gain favor from him, which they believe will give them great power. These covens generally meet in after-midnight rituals. the entire proceedings are kept highly secret by the blood oaths that are taken upon acceptance into the coven. Few adults escape, for the price for desertion or disobedience is death by sacrifice, dismemberment, and disappearance. The less dramatic parts of a ritual are singing, chanting, and dancing. The participants are most often clothed in black or dark robes, and they take blood communions. This blood is either drawn from a child in the most heinous manner while he or she is tied, chained, or held on an altar, or from an animal or human sacrifice. The cross is commonly used in the most despicable manner imagined. Satanists will do anything the mind can conceive to desecrate the name of Jesus. The more flagrant the abuse, the more pleased they believe Satan will be with them. They hate the name of Jesus. Although they profess that Satan has the greatest power, they possess a mortal fear of Jesus in the presence of his light. Some of the most horrendous and standard parts of a satanic ritual are the gross, multiple sexual acts done to little children, little girls primarily, but some little boys as well. Those between the ages of 2 and 6 are most frequently used. The violations are perpetrated by women as well as men, and often simultaneously. Enough of what happens in ritual. It is too gross to further describe here. Satanic ritual abuse is well known and documented, especially in the secular and professional community, where police forces are trained to recognize satanic crimes. What is shocking is how few Christians, churches, counselors, and pastors have any knowledge of its existence. Even worse is the number of Christians who prefer to turn their heads the other way and pretend it doesn't exist. Yet, there is hardly a church congregation that doesn't have at least one adult victim of childhood satanic ritual abuse. It is now possible to quickly and accurately identify the evidence of childhood satanic ritual abuse. Henceforth, we will refer to it by its common term, SRA. By knowing the disease that afflicts the patient, a doctor can be much more effective in treating it. Otherwise, he might just as well prescribe aspirin for every problem. In the same way, in dealing with the effects of SRA, it's important to know what the real issues are. They are painful. They are traumatic. They are real. Chapter 12. How can I know if my child has a condition of childhood satanic ritual?
There are about 10.
Your answer to the following
question. They were all born around the same time. They were all born with hair and teeth. They could run around within hours of being born. Within a few days, they could all speak. Their bodies quickly became covered in coarse hair, causing my husband great distress. At a frightening pace. In just a few years, they are now twice the size of my husband and I. We tried to maintain our authority over them, but it was useless. They are so strong and willful.
Fuck off, you cunt!
We do not recognize your authority, they say. We are now the masters of this house, and you will answer to us.
Daddy! Mummy! Fuck off, Mummy! Fuck off, Daddy! Do as you are told, Mummy! Do as you're told, Mummy! Do as you're told, Daddy!
We try to reason with them, but it is no use.
Shut up, Mummy! Shut up, Daddy!
They shout at us and hit us with sticks.
Sun rains out. Don't you want to?
The babies were so bewildered that they sat huddled together in one tree. One precious baby even fell out of the tree. It was a difficult period that taught these cunts a lot of lessons.
Let the sun shine in!
My mind operates on several levels at once. Interactions of varying pitch and frequency, all intermingled because I smoke blunts frequently. Don't respond to management structures. My mission is to rupture power relations and get you all to my level. So catch up, kids, I'm not running with the devil or any other mythical figure. My fight within a demon's has long been won. Fingers are relaxed off the trigger. Shouting loud don't make you bigger. I'm not living that large, just getting fatter as my wallet gets thinner. My feature presentation is a heavy set comedy about getting rich, treating people like commodities. Now follow me through life's daily frustrations. Corporate cocksucking got me angry, like posh kids who hate their parents are giving them nothing to complain about. I'll be well known for my empathy. Everyone who's met me will definitely remember me, whether I'm flowing in pitch or flowing in articulacy. Don't want to end up like Gaza in the late 90s, so figure a pity, burning out early, running on empty. When I grow up, I wanna be a drug dealer. When I grow up, I wanna be a drug dealer.
Hey, Dad, did you you see my new guitar? I joined a group.
Son, there's a little bit more to life than joining a group or playing a guitar.
Yeah, Dad? What is there to life? Life.
Once you understand.
Life.
Mr. Cook?
Yes?
Do you have a son named Robert? Robert Cook,
okay,
age 17?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Mr. Cook. You better come down to the station house. Your son is dead.
Dead? How?
He died of an overdose.
Come on.
Things get a little easier once you understand. Things get a little easier once you understand.
Well, it's like a rabbit.
Things get a little easier once you understand.
We are normal and we dig for
We can't come of you.
Jennifer Bukowski.
And me.
Ain't got no home.
So. Tears of.
I got my deadly shrinkers.
That longer
people be
crazy for the
Hell's Angels.
I
follow the wind song.
And I can you and brainwash you.
Chocolate flavor treats.
Bunch, what an awful word is punch. No word could be more blunt. Sounds like a little runt. That doesn't have a front. What an awful word is cunt.
Vagina is so much more refiner. You can take one out to China. Goes well with beer or wine. There's not a word that's finer for the thing we call vagina.
Cock, what an awful word is cock. Belongs inside a jock. Lives beneath a rock. Unknown to Dr. Spock. What an awful word is cock.
Venus, what a word is Venus. It's in about a penis. It's not to be obscene. The thing I want between us
is my stout and sturdy penis.
What's in a word that makes it so unpleasant to be heard? Nothing could be more absurd. There's nothing dirty in a word.
On which nothing ever fits. Like to chop them up to bits. What a lousy word is tits.
Dressed, that's the word that's best. It's not quite so undressed. And as you may have guessed, don't want the things unless
I can call each one a breast.
Glit, what a wretched word is clit. A thing that has a split. If angered it might spit. No cleverness or wit. I hate it more than tits.
Vulva, what a scary word is vulva. Turn one my jar is vulva. Train my own revolva. One my dog recalva.
If bitten by a vulva.
Brick, a thing that's hard and thick. All greasy up and slick. More deadly than a dick. It's truly hard to pick a better word than prick.
Was it a word that makes it so unpleasant to be heard? Nothing could be more absurd. There's nothing dirty in a word.
Pussy, oh, word is kind of mushy. A job that's pretty pushy.
Oh my God.
Sweet and not too bushy.
No.
You lay between one sushi. You could hate a pussy.
I could marry.
Thank you.
search of peace. We didn't want this war. We didn't go looking for a fight.
But we want to have some influence in encouraging the moderate Arab states in the Middle East.
Stoned. Well, if your answer want our way of life. Well, they can take mine any time they like.
I can't do it. I can't do it.
Why not?
I don't know. I just can't. I simply can't.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it.
Well, why not?
I don't know. I just can't. I simply can't.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
We would be very happy to have the chance of handling your new 12-inch long playing records, and I would like to see you again in your office early next week.
Good night, until we meet again. Adios, au revoir, I'll be the same.
I hope you enjoyed that. Oh dear, I'm speechless. I have to say at the end, thank you to the Wobcast people. because I went down to Angus's Warming Do and did a Wob Clash or Radio Clash or Wobcast appearance with me and Dog as DJ Nono and him as Dog and everyone else as themselves, Lumpy, Angus, and Pete Juxtaposer, and I got several tracks from him for this mix, including the great Harcordian Ed Cox track earlier, and something he put on his mixtape, which I remember him playing, was the Clifton Blizzard track, I Want to Be a Drug Dealer. So I have to say thanks to them, and you can find out more about Wobcast at, I think it's www.thejuxtaposition.co.uk/wobcast.html, I think. It's dangerous. I've only got a little bit of time to do this before the tape runs out, and I'm sure I've got it wrong. Because you do when you do things like that, don't you? Juxtaposition. Type. You see, typing on radio. This is another first, you see. Typing on radio. Doesn't happen very often. but I hope you enjoyed that mix. But yeah, I think it's juxtaposition.co.uk. I was right. And then wobcasts.html. And it's a two-parter. And I provided some music, as did Dog and everyone else. So we all had our own term doing it. And I'll be playing at the Collective Kettle on March the 10th. So to those, I will repeat this message in the next one. To those who haven't made it this far on this podcast, there's no shame in that. So anyway, good night, as the record said, and sleep well, have pleasant dreams.